the rule of the school was then, if you were caught talking French on the school ground, you'd get a punishment. You had to talk English. And I don't mean, you know, you didn't get ice cream to me. They'd get on your butt with a good switch, you know. Or they'd rub your tongue with soap. Put your knee down for an hour in the hall. Such things as that.
Yes, sir.
You didn't talk English on the school, French on the school ground. You better not get caught. You better not. Because,
so,
we really had to learn how to talk English. Oh, you didn't talk at all. You either didn't talk or you talk English. And that's all we learned.
Quickly, I'm sure.
Oh, you better.
Which language do you prefer now? In other words, do you use them both without saying?
No, I prefer talking French. I can express myself better. Well, you can tell by talking with me. It's like how I couldn't think of the word gutter, you know? But I knew how to tell it to you in French, you see.
Yeah, but, I mean, you speak perfect English to me. I mean, you're a man who knows.
But the reason I talk French all day long, and then occasionally a man drops in and talks only English.
Yes.
But you go down the countryside. Well, today most of the people, 95%, can all talk English, you know, but you get a man by daddy's age. You won't enjoy talking to him, or he won't enjoy talking to you, talking English, you know, very long. 5-10 minutes, maybe he's got enough, you know.
I understand, yeah.
It's a strength.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It is, because he has to think the word.
Yeah. When you saw those men my age just walking here, they were all talking French.
If you had dangerous things that were called for it, you know, and you can't think of that, that's fine. But the way things used to come, I mean, when you went into town and then we all went to the store, when you bought flowers, say, how would that come? Package?
Flour would come in a 25-pound sack.
Yeah. A big quantity would come in a...
Well, you couldn't hardly buy flour with less than 25-pound sack.
Yeah, what kind of sack would be in?
A little cotton sack. And that sack would weigh a damn good five draws. And I promise you, not one was wasted.
Yes, sir.
Sugar would come in a cotton sack.
Okay. And when you bought, say, feed or...?
Well, feed sacks was cotton sack. That would make good clothes, too. Underwear, shirt.
Okay. When you went to the store, everything was...
Sack, mostly sack, cotton sack. Salt would come in a sack.
Okay. And
sugar.
Molasses, lard?
No, that was in cans. Mostly wooden containers made out of wood. Coffee would come in a big sack. 100-pound sacks.
What kind of sack?
Grass sack. Manila.
Manila?
Yeah. Had coffee, we'd buy coffee, it was green, and my grandma and mother would parch it outside.
Now, you wouldn't take a whole bucket, I mean a whole sack. Wagon load to the mill to get it ground, you'd take...
Oh, no. No, you mean coffee?
No, well, no, corn.
Corn? So. Well, you generally take about 100 pounds of corn to the mill. That's cornbread, grits.
Eat grits?
Oh, yeah. Cornbread. I grew up on cornbread and milk. So,
molasses came in, you said, in a
gallon can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they might pump it out of a big...
No, it was put up that day when it was made. We grew our own sugar cane, made our own syrup, bring our syrup to the syrup mill.
Okay, what was the difference between syrup and molasses?
Molasses?
Yeah.
Well, syrup was more of a glorified word, you know. It's more appealing to use I'm eating cane syrup rather than saying I'm eating cane molasses, you know. But that's all it is. It's cooked cane juice, sugar cane juice.
In other words, it wasn't cooked as long, right?
The molasses.
Molasses was cooked.
Oh, no, it's the same thing to me.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. But syrup was, you know, it's more appealing to say I'm eating cane syrup than saying I'm eating cane molasses. But the word molasses was mostly used when reference to cow feed, you know, or hog feed. It's inferior syrup, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Inferior,
yeah.
Great.
Shorts, molasses and shorts.
Yeah.
Then the wood would have, around it would have, I mean the barrel, would, what would that have around it?
A metal rim around it.
Have those metal?
Yeah, like a rim.
Hooked metal?
Yeah. It's, hold it together.
Hooks around it?
No, it was actually metal, like a thin strip around it. Some of that syrup was shipped up the country to the sugar mill to be made into sugar in barrels.
Yeah. I tell you what, I mean...